Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gayle DeLauder. A man accused in the Texas Killing Fields case has pleaded not guilty to manslaughter and the death of a woman in the 1980s. The case is part of an effort to seek charges in the deaths of around 30 women whose bodies were found in the Galveston County area. District Judge Jeff Jones says James Elmore's case was moved to the front of the line.
James Dolphs Elmore, on or about the 10th day of September 1984, and anterior to the presentment of this indictment in the County of Galveston and State of Texas, did recklessly cause the death of an individual, namely Laura Miller, by preparing a vial of cocaine for Clyde Hedrick to administer to Laura Miller.
Attorneys will start picking a jury for Elmore's trial August 31st. A Texas appeals court has denied an emergency request to block Galveston County's new precinct maps ahead of November's election. News 88.7's Juliana Washburn has more.
A Galveston County constable and two residents filed the emergency request earlier this month. They were hoping to stop the newly approved maps from being used in the upcoming November election. Galveston County officials redrew the precinct boundaries in June after the March primary had already taken place. The plaintiffs argued that the change wasn't fair to voters or potential candidates. For now, county officials can move forward with the 2026 precinct map. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
Houston municipal courts had to close today because of a power outage. The city says anyone whose case was delayed will have to appear in person to reschedule. Courts are expected to resume full operations Monday. The Astros play the Athletics at Daikin Park tonight. First pitch is just after 7. The heat advisory remains in effect until 7 tomorrow night. Slight chance of rain this evening with a low near 81. Tomorrow there's a slight chance of rain, high expected near